One case in point would be a contract currently out for bid for a private company to run the state's computer data and video services combined. Those services are now being outsourced, but separately. The Department of Administration says combining the contract would cost much less than the $32 million it paid for the two separate services last year. DOA spokesman Scott Larrabee says the state government is not and should not be in the business of data and video services. He says it's better, cheaper, and more flexible to hire a private company to do that.
Theoretically, if the state owned the network, they'd have to get in a state car and maybe drive somewhere and stay overnight just to fix something in the line. The alternative is you call a telecom company and say we have a problem somewhere, and they send out one of their people to fix it at a fraction of the cost. So this is the most cost-effective way that we can do this.
But a state-employed computer expert who wishes to remain anonymous wants to know why the state can't do the work. He contends the state can save money the same way residential customers and private businesses do, thanks to the shrinking cost and growing choices in phone service and broadband. The DOA's Larrabee says sometimes outsourcing makes sense, and sometimes it doesn't. He says the government is always looking for more cost-effective ways to do things, and each job needs to be considered on a case-by-case basis. Bids for the data and video services work are due on the 20th. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.